Ephesians chapter 6. Starting at verse 10, this will be the New King James Version. It says, "Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of darkness of this age, against spiritual hosts of wickedness in heavenly places. Therefore, take up the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand in the day of evil, having done all to stand." You operate as a soldier in the army of the Lord. So therefore, you must be equipped. As in verse 14 says, "Stand therefore, having girded your waist with truth, and having put on the breastplate of righteousness, and having shod your feet with the preparation of the gospel of peace, above all, taking the shield of faith with which you will be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked one, and take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, praying always with all prayer and supplications in the Spirit, being watchful with all perseverance and supplications for all saints." As an ambassador, as a soldier in the army of the Lord, take your armor. Make preparation. Get geared up. Get in that word. Study that word. Read that word. I understand things are pulling at you. I understand that things are tugging at you. I understand life has you down or has you distracted or has whatever is going on. But take time and get in that word. Take time to absorb, to commune, to fellowship with the Father and get insight from him and get understanding from him so he can let you know how you are to function, how you are to operate, how you are to do this and to do that, how you are to go day to day, how you are to speak to this person, how you are to talk to that person. How are you to conduct yourselves in your life? Get armored up. Get fully equipped so that when troubles come, so that when situations show up, you are well equipped to withstand the bombardment. And not only will you withstand the bombardment, but you will take a step forward and you will advance and you will make progress and you will be victorious in every area of your life. In every step you make and every move you make, you will be victorious because the greater one is on the inside of you, and greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world. And you will take this word and you will declare, "I am victorious. I am number one. I am on top. I will not lose. I shall succeed. I am prosperous. I am successful. I am wealthy. I am wealthy. I am wealthy. I am wealthy. I have victory. I have joy. I have peace. Everything that belongs to me is coming my way. I'm going to take my stuff. I'm going to take my assignment. I'm going to take my victory. No matter what it is, it belongs to me because my Father gave it to me, so I take it now. It belongs to me. I will not be refused. I cannot be denied because it's mine. My Father's too good to withhold any good thing from me." Jesus. Putting on God's complete set of armor provided for us so that we will be protected as we fight against evil strategies of the accuser. Put on his whole armor so that you can stand. Put on his whole armor so that you can advance. Put on his whole armor that you can take the victory. You can take the ground. You can declare what's yours, and the devil cannot stop you. as a servant, you should be willing and obedient to follow God's plan. Jesus said, I always do what my Father tells me to do. And I always say what he tells me to say. And another passage says, I always do what is pleasing to my Heavenly Father. Even though your identity is a king's kid, your position as an ambassador, your operation as a soldier, your mindset is of a servant that's willing to do the will of the Father. And with all you're getting, get understanding. As a steward, you're given an assignment, you're giving possessions. They belong to you, but they come from the Father. So be a good steward of what he's given you. Take good care of it. I forget where it's at, but you know the stories where the ruler gave out 5 talents and 2 talents and 1 talent. And the one with 5 talents, he says he doubled his. The one with 2 talents said he doubled his. And he said, and the ruler says, because you've been faithful over little, I'll make you ruler over much. So be a good steward so that you can advance the kingdom. Hallelujah.